This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress to hold its district convention of 16 remaining districts on the 20th of February. Main opposition leader KP Sharma Oli says the speakers cannot prevent MCC from being tabled in the parliament. Election Commission urges media to contribute to making local-level elections free and fair. And US says Russia has the troops in place to invade Ukraine at any time and American citizens should leave within the next 48 hours. Now the news in detail. The Central Work Execution Committee of Nepali Congress has held a meeting under the convenership of Prime Minister and Party President Sherbahadur Deoba. Issuing a press statement, the party informed that members of the committee and leaders Prakash Man Singh, Krishna Prasad Sitawla, Arjun Narsingh Kesi, Dr. Shekhar Koirala, Balkrishna Khant, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, Shuchata Koirala and Jeevan Bahadur Shahi put forth their views on the MCC and conventions of the party's sister organizations. Next meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee of the party has been called for Sunday. Meantime, the Central Election Committee of the Nepali Congress has decided to hold conventions in the remaining 16 districts on the 25th of February. In a statement, Committee Secretary Keshav Rizal informed that the district convention would be held in 16 districts including Saptari, Siraha, Thanusha, Makwanpur, Chitwan and Acham districts. The main opposition party CPN-UML chairman KP Sharma Oli has said that House Speaker cannot prevent the MCC pact from being tabled in the parliament. Chairman Oli said a geopolitical crisis had been created by the paradoxical statements made by the ruling coalition partners regarding the American Grant Project MCC. Virtually addressing the training and orientation program for the upcoming local elections, Chairman Oli said the people's representatives elected from the CPN-UML had done commendable job during their tenure at the office. Chairman Oli also clarified that his party would go to the central elections by itself, although there might be possibility of coalition in the local elections. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has said the MCC project is not a part of Indo-Pacific strategies and military alliance, rather it is an infrastructure aid for Nepal. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, spokesperson Dr. Mahat urged the leaders not to speak irresponsibly for cheap popularity. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said the MCC project could not be approved as there are several issues to be corrected. Addressing a program at Birganj yesterday, Chairman Nepal said there are seven different issues that need corrections and the pact needs in-depth study. The Development and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the Physical Infrastructure and Transport Ministry to probe into the case of cutting down more trees than defined by the DPR while expanding the Narayanagarh-Butwal road. Meeting of the committee yesterday also directed the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Minister to manners or policy to take actions against vehicles that carry load beyond the capacity of the road. Minister for Health and Population Birodh Khatiwada has claimed that no vaccines have been missed out. At a news conference held at the ministry yesterday, upon his completion of 100 days in office, Minister Khatiwada refuted the news of losses of 2.4 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines. He further clarified that the vaccines were not missing, but the records of the inoculated jabs from the province, district and local levels were yet to be collected. However, he said some doses of vaccines were damaged during the vaccination campaign. Minister Kathiwada also promised to provide details of vaccines once the committee formed to probe into the issues of missing vaccines amidst its reports. Saying vaccines necessary to inoculate all the targeted population have been secured, the minister reiterated the government's plan to inoculate all by mid-May. A total of 1,128 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 20,989 samples. Likewise, 2,215 people recovered from the COVID infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 14 corona-related deaths yesterday, taking the total corona-related death toll to 11,878 in the country so far. The Supreme Court is to function in full-fledged from the 13th of February. Supreme Court spokesperson Baburam Dahal said the meeting of the full court held on Thursday decided to resume all services effective from 13th of February. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has highlighted the role of media in motivating voters and creating conducive environment for election. In a discussion held with the representatives of media at the Commission's office at Kantipath, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia requested to broadcast and publish media contents promoting free and fair elections. He said the Commission would work with Nepal Telecommunication Authority to check the untoward activities in social media. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad and Vice Chair of Janamath Party Narendra Chaudhary and General Secretary Chandan Singh met at Home Ministry yesterday. During the meeting, the leader of the Janamath Party urged the Home Minister to release the cadres of the party arrested during a peaceful protest in Tarai. In response, Home Minister Khad promised to investigate the case and take further actions. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has issued the guidelines related to digital loans. Now, clients can get loans digitally from banks and financial institutions. The Nepal Rashtra Bank issued the guideline amid a function yesterday. With this, those clients having salary, professional and business saving accounts can take loans up to 500,000 rupees digitally. The duration for paying back the loan is 3 years in lump sum or on installment basis. For this, banks and financial institutions have to create separate websites for the loan process, like receiving applications. Loan application approval will be provided digitally. The T20 series, including Nepal, Oman, Ireland and the UAE, has begun in Oman. In the first match held yesterday, Nepal got a victory of 6 wickets against Oman. Winning the toss, Nepal invited Oman to bat, in which Oman scored 135 runs, losing 6 wickets in the given 20 overs. Nepal met the given target in 19.3 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. During the cheers, Dipendra Singh Iris scored 73 runs for the team with the help of 1, 6 and 8 fours. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Russia has the troops in place to invade Ukraine at any time, and American citizens should leave within the next 48 hours, the US has warned. An invasion could start with aerial bombing that would make departures difficult and endanger civilians, the White House said on Friday. Moscow has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine despite massing more than 100,000 troops near the border. A host of other countries have also urged their nationals to leave Ukraine. They include the United Kingdom, Canada, the Netherlands, Latvia, Japan and South Korea. Russia's foreign ministry has accused Western countries of spreading false information. A Canadian judge has granted a court order to end a trucker's blockade of a vital trade link with the United States. The injunction approved by the Ontario Superior Court of justice came into effect at 19 local time on Friday. The ambassador breeze linking Windsor, Ontario with Detroit, Michigan has been blocked for 5 days. Truckers' protest against COVID restrictions are also ongoing at the other border crossings and in Ottawa. The injunction was filed by the City of Windsor and the Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association, which argued that they were losing as much as $50 million per day because of the convoy. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4.9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepali Congress to hold its district convention of 16 remaining districts on the 20th of February. Main opposition leader CPNUML KP Sharma Oli says the speakers cannot prevent MCC from being tabled in the parliament. Election Commission urges media to contribute to making local level elections free and fair. And US says Russia has the troops in place to invade Ukraine at any time and American citizens should leave within the next 48 hours. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.